Yes, this is
Blog Talk Radio.
I got in touch with her, and she's going to be calling in within the next minute or two. We are all about the D.C. Bachata Conference this weekend, coming up August 6th through August 10th, 2015, at the Washington Hilton Hotel, produced by Lee Elvigito Smith and Kat Lagata Smith. They recently just got married, and they are the number one Latin events power couple. Latin events promoter, power couple in the world. We're going to have Eileen Torres call in a couple of minutes, and she's going to be talking about the Salsa Legends concert, one of the many concerts that are taking place this coming up for the D.C. Bachata Conference 2015. We've got Tito Puente Jr.'s band, tribute to Hector Lavoe's band, Finding the All-Stars band, with master musicians. This thing is going to be totally out of control. You do not want to miss this. We're going to take you back to a time where a lot of these musicians were there when salsa first was created. I mean, it's going to be one heck of an event. And I am so excited. And we couldn't think of anybody better to call in and talk about the Salsa Legends band, then Eileen Torres, the queen of salsa in Washington, D.C. She's also going to be talking about the making of the new movie Shine that's going to be coming up under the direction of my good friend, award-winning director, as a matter of fact, Anthony Nardolillo. So, stay tight, sit tight, bear with me. Eileen will be calling in soon. I know the first show you were like, what in the world is going on here? Where's Eileen? We don't want to hear Earl. But she's calling in soon. And so hold tight, hold your seat. Let's get this also. What you need to know is everything you need to know about the D.C. Bachata Congress 2015. All you need to do is log on to www.dcbachata.com, find out all the information, all the updates, everything that's going to be going on coming up this week, August 6th through August 10th, 2015. Let's see, I think I got Eileen on the line now. Eileen, are you there?
I'm here.
Wow, I'm so glad you were able to take time out of your busy schedule to call. I had just had done a show where I had promised you it would be there. People calling in, look, Earl, we don't need to hear you talk. We want to hear Eileen. I said, let me get Eileen on the phone. For the listeners,
I am so sorry. I thought we were doing this tomorrow, and I was just sitting around listening to Salsa Warriors when I could have been talking to you and your illustrious audience.
Well, that's all right. You know, I know you got a lot of stuff going on tomorrow. We might make it a two-parter because, you know, we got a whole lot of stuff we need to talk about. For the listeners here, Eileen is going to be talking about the Salsa Legends concert coming up at the D.C. Bachata Congress. And she's also going to be talking about the making of a new movie called Shines, where she is the casting director and associate producer of this amazing event. So, Eileen, I want to talk, we've got like 25 minutes. I want to do about 12 minutes about the Salsa Legends concert and then the other 12 minutes about the movie. I'll parlay when it's time to go to the movie. I want to start off with the Legends concert. First of all, for our listeners, Eileen Torres is the queen of soul in Washington, D.C. For many, many years, she exposed the area to live music, which we had never heard of before coming to Washington, D.C. She was always involved with the big concerts. She always got the club promoters. Somehow, I don't know how she did it to bring the top live acts here. And she was also the host of Zanzibar, which is back in the golden days where everyone went to have a good time on Wednesday night. And she's taught thousands and thousands of people how to dance. And she's a historian, a salsa historian. She's just the queen of salsa, that's what I say. But enough about me talking, Eileen. Let's get started on the Salsa Legends concert, and then we'll go into the movie.
Well, I'm so excited about this because we do get some great music coming to D.C. We're very lucky that we're a market that merits these types of musical acts. But what we've got coming on Sunday, August 9th, is something that you don't see very often anywhere, not just in our area. And so the Salsa Legends is a group of musicians that are going to be paying tribute to the great Tito Puente, to the Fania All-Stars, and I'll explain a little bit about them in a minute, and then also to Hector Lavoe. And let me talk a little bit about the Fania All-Stars, because this was a group of musicians that was selected from the leaders of the bands that were signed to the Fania label. And for those of you who are not familiar with Fania, Fania was to salsa what Motown was to soul music. So these, and Johnny Pacheco and his divorce lawyer, Jerry Masucci, started this label. And they started finding all these young cats, like actually Larry Harlow, the Jewish pianist, was the first one that they signed, but people like Willie Colon, and with him, his singer was Hector Lavoe. Now, they could not sign two of the major stars of that time, and that was Tito Puente and Eddie Palmieri, because they already had contracts with other major recording studios, and it was in their contract that they couldn't be on anybody else's label. But they could sing, they could send their singers and their musicians. So Eddie Palmieri sent his singer, the great Ismael Quintana, who was my favorite all-time salsa singer, and Tito Puente sent Santitos Colon. So this is just to give you a background on the type of music that we're going to be hearing. And there are going to be, Tito Puente Jr. is going to be here, of course. And then the Fania Tribute Band with Frankie Vasquez. And almost anybody wow. who's ever been to a live salsa concert here has seen him at some time. I know you've seen him many times, Earl.
I love him. I love him. He's one of the best.
Well, and he probably is on more salsa CDs, you know, in the last, say, 5 to 8 years than any other lead singer. And people really like him because he's got kind of a Hector Lavoe style, kind of like that, you know, street style, that authentic style. And he's got a great voice, and he's a great improviser. And a lot of people don't realize that once the chorus is done singing their refrain, it's up to the lead singer to make up the rest of the words, and they should rhyme, and they should have something to do with the song or with, you know, who's in the audience, whatever. So he's really great at this. And then we've got, with the Hector Lavoe tribute band, Ray Bayona, who is, for me, one of those young up-and-coming guys who's also very streetwise, very authentic, and also very, very good at making up lyrics from the top of his head. And so these are some of the singers we're going to hear, but the musicians that are coming, Johnny Rodriguez is part of or let's say was part of Pipica 73, my all-time favorite band for 20 years. Wow. He's also with the Mambo Legends, my current all-time favorite band.
Oh, you know José that's my
Madera.
Favorite band.
Oh God, yeah, that 21 pieces. You cannot match anything against a 21 piece orchestra that's been playing over so many decades. Also coming is José Madera, who was the musical director for Tito Puente's band. And with him coming is his brother. And by the way, José plays timbales. Johnny Rodriguez is going to be playing bongos. Jerry Madera, who is José Madera's brother, is going to be playing bass. And then we've got people like Jimmy Delgado. And Jimmy has his own band. He's a great timbalero, although I think he's playing congas this time. And then Reynaldo Jorge, who is on, he's a trombonist. He was with the Fania All-Stars. Louis Kahn, another Jewish trombonist who also plays violin, and we got to know him with Larry Harlow's band. He is also coming. The Dominican Hector Bomberito Zarzuela, he is coming. Harry Adorno, I mean, the names just go on, and I would say between all the musicians that they're bringing, they've probably got 200 to 300 years of playing experience, because
wow,
probably the median age for these guys is like 55.
Wow. Well, let me ask you this, Eileen. Since I have known you, has there been a concert of this magnitude in the D.C. area since you and I have known?
No, you're right, because normally we get one band and a local band. But this time we are having so many of the people that I just mentioned could be headliners in their own right. And what's really exciting, what I can't wait for, is when they're going to jam. After they do the two sets, they're
uh-huh.
going to come and jam together. And I can't even imagine what's going
wow.
to be happening. For me, music is so exciting when it's done to the highest levels of excellence. So I'll be
right.
probably screaming from the audience all night long, because you'll be hearing and seeing things that you normally don't hear, because these guys are just so in tune to each other. You know, they
right.
can give a wink and everybody knows, okay, now we're going to change it to this. Or, you know, they give a nod and, you know, they'll change the quota. I mean, you just never know what's going to happen, and I cannot wait.
I mean, you know, sometime or another, I'm going to jump up on that stage some kind of way and act crazy when I hear that band.
Gee, that would be so out of character for you.
That's crazy. Yeah, I mean, we are so excited. First thing that when Lee and the cat got together, the first thing, we have to get Eileen involved with this project, because she knows more about these musicians coming than anybody else in the area. I said, yeah, we got to get Eileen involved. So, and the way you explained everything that was going on and the musicians that are coming in, I am so excited about what's going on. I just don't know what to do right now. It's just crazy.
Well, I think you should save your energy, because this music is going to make you dance and sweat and be thoroughly excited, happy, and when you leave there, you're going to be exhausted, because it's going to be something that you don't hear and probably may have never heard, with all these tremendous musicians on one stage doing their thing together. And just grooving off the energy of the audience. And so who knows what's going to happen. We're going to have an energy explosion in D.C. In 1919 Connecticut Avenue Northwest at the Washington Hilton.
Wow. So I guess it's safe to say that this is going to take this event to just a completely another level.
Oh, yeah. You know, people... Once you give people something at such a high level, they begin to expect this to be normal. So we're going to have to be finding a way to bring this level of excellence and excitement and musicianship and talent here at least once a year. So I would tell everybody you need to go on tikire.com, T-I-C-K-I-R-E.com, and get your tickets because there are still advanced sale tickets available, and they're very, very reasonably priced. And you don't want to miss this. And let me say something. Even if you never heard of one person I said, believe me, I would stake my life on it. These people are at the highest echelon of their musical talent. Not many people can match up to what they do. So go there, get a ticket, get it online, make sure, and you will be a convert to excellent live salsa music for the rest of your life.
Wow, that is so beautiful. I'm so excited. Thank you for your synopsis of what's going to be going on at the Salsa Legends concert coming up August 9th at the Washington Hilton Hotel. Now, you know, Eileen knows about live music, so like we said, we had to get her involved, and everybody knows what's going to be coming up. Now, next thing that I brought Eileen on for is a new movie that's coming out. I'm directed by a very good friend of mine and Eileen's alike, award-winning director as well. He won an award for directing this at the film festival, Anthony Nobilillo. And the movie's called Shine, and I brought Eileen on to talk about. We've got 11 minutes, Eileen, so I'll let you know when we're talking about the movie, the funding for the movie and everything. Again, I want to be quiet and turn it over to Eileen so she can get as much as she can about the movie, Tony, what they've got going on. She's one of the associate producers and casting director. I didn't get to make the cut, but Tony threw me a bone and said, she'll let me be an extra. So that's something, you know, what can I do? I'm going to turn it over to Eileen.
Well, Earl, you were an extra in the last film, Mono, and that little 24-minute film is what launched Tony because it gained the attention of a lot of people in Hollywood. And among the different film festivals that the 24-minute short was submitted to, he won a host of different types of awards for cinematography, content, music, et cetera, et cetera. And so after that time, we decided that, okay, this needs to be made into a full-length feature film. Now, if you remember, that was 8 years ago, so it's no small doing to get a feature film. And so many times the funding looked like it was there. We had investors, but what it came down to was having Tony give up control of the product. So they would put in their own actors, they would change the music to English, and a lot of other things that just didn't sit well. Well, Tony finally made the decision to make this movie on a smaller budget, still a very high-quality movie, and let's get it made. Now, I'd like to talk just a little bit about what the movie's about, because a lot of people think it's going to be a documentary or they think it's just going to be another short. But it's going to be a 90-minute feature film about two brothers that find themselves on opposite ends of the gentrification issue. And not everybody, especially Spanish speakers, may not understand gentrification. But gentrification is what happens when a neighborhood becomes run down and people that have access to a lot of financial resources conspire to give money to the people who live there to move out, tear down all the buildings, and rebuild it into something that's brand new, shining, sparkling, but has no more of the culture, of the essence of the neighborhood, of the community that was once there. So one of the brothers, after the death of his father, who was a salsa musician, decides to accept a scholarship to the London School of Economics, and he works for a company that goes in and buys up dilapidated neighborhoods. Well, they decide to send him to serve as liaison between their company and his former community so that they can get the ball rolling with, you know, making a lot of money for themselves while displacing the rest of the community. And his brother is totally opposed to this. So that is the back, well, that is the storyline, but it's set against the backdrop of salsa music and dance. And I'm very proud to say that Spanish Harlem Orchestra, that you've seen many times here in D.C., has already written and recorded an original number for us.
Wow.
And Joe Batan, who some people may know and some people may not know, he is the king of Latin soul. He was also with Fania, and he is in the movie, and he is writing an original song for the film. Also, one of our musicians, local musicians, Danny Vargas, his mother used to sing at Chelsea's, and she wrote a song, and we heard it and loved it, and we're going to use that in the movie.
Wow.
You're going to be seeing a lot of people that you know. So for the salsa dance fanatics, Emily Alabi is playing a – yeah, you know who she is. She is playing a lead role, and she was selected, first of all, because of her exquisite dance style, second of all, because she can act, and third of all, because she's beautiful. So she's in it, and Grisel Ponce, who we all know, is the choreographer for the movie. So we have a lot of different familiar faces to the dance community that are going to be popping in and out of that movie. We've got people that dance with Santo Rico, and Antonio Dosa Williams was given a role, and as you watch the movie, you'll be saying, oh my God, I know him, I know her, oh yeah, right. I took a class from her, took a class from him. So that's it in a nutshell, and I want to talk a little bit about how we finance this movie. So we're doing a big production, but with a shoestring budget. But we're still able to make a high-quality film, and we are on our last phase of bringing in financing, and that is a Kickstarter campaign. And I've discovered not everybody knows what Kickstarter is, but it is on the web, and people go to Kickstarter to look at different creative projects. It could be a new book. It could be a new clothing line. It could be a new CD. It could be almost anything that you can imagine. And there's a lot of films on it. So we have entered our film, and we are 25% funded. Our goal is $100,000. We're at almost $25,000 that people have donated. And let me say, we're going to ask everybody to donate at least $5. If you can do more, please do so. And you'll see on the Kickstarter page, if you donate $25, you're entitled to this, $50 this, $100
right.
this, etc. And we've been having people, in fact, today there is a musician that is pledging to match whatever pledges come in today on Kickstarter. The amount
wow.
that comes in, that musician will match. And the good thing is, even if the money is not in your account today and you know it's coming in next week, this money does not come out until September 1st. And by the way, it doesn't come out if we don't reach the entire $1,000 goal. But we know we will. So mm-hmm. I am asking everyone to go to either Facebook and look on Shine, or go to Kickstarter and look on Shine, or go to 13paces.com, and you'll see Anthony Nardalillo's directorial work, and everything will take you to a video that shows a guy marching in a Puerto Rican bandana. And he actually, this guy is Gilbert Saldivar, who is Jennifer Lopez's dance captain. He
wow.
actually marched in the Puerto Rican Day Parade, and he is one of our stars in the movie. But you'll see him, and you click on there, and then you'll see a green bar that says support this, no, it says back this project. and
right.
that will take you to the Kickstarter page, and then you can decide how much to donate. $5. I mean, if every Salsero that's listening or every Salsero in D.C. pledged $5, we would have this filmed, we'd have it financed tomorrow.
Right.
I'm asking everyone to do so.
Well, that sounds exciting. I'm going to put a link on my website, see if I can get a couple of people to donate. Once I come up with $5, I'll try to donate $5.
Yeah, you can probably find some, you know, look in your back pocket. It's probably
yeah.
there. Yeah. You know, and I think when others know who's donating, because we've had quite a few local salseros donate to the cause. And some of them are dancers and some of them are music fans and some of them are just people that believe in having a movie that comes out that is authentic and true to the salsa culture. So for whatever reason resonates with you, please go to Kickstarter, Shine, S-H-I-N-E, and donate at least $5. We would truly appreciate it.
Beautiful. We've got just two minutes left, Eileen, so I didn't want to get cut off. Are you teaching any seminars at the Bacata Congress, or are you just what's going on with that?
Actually, no. I am concentrating all my efforts on getting people
okay.
to this historical Salsa Legends dance concert, and it's in the biggest hotel ballroom in D.C.
Yeah. It would have been great if Tony could have had a film crew to take some of the footage of this concert and put it in the movie, but, you know, things just didn't work out like that. But that would have been great to include.
That would have been fabulous. And, in fact,
yeah.
he's in New York today. He's coming back to D.C. tomorrow, and then he goes back to New York on Monday.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
I don't know how he's doing it. He's just really putting all his time and effort to this while staying true to his regular job.
Beautiful. We've got 1 minute left. Eileen, where are you teaching now? You're teaching out, I can't pronounce the name of it. Tell me.
I'm at
Lapa
Lapa in Ellicott City every Thursday, and I teach in Gaithersburg as part of the recreational programs that they offer. So I teach 8-week courses, one for beginners and one for intermediates, and I do that every season.
Right. And if you want any kind of historian seminars or any kind of Latin narration or anything, Eileen's one of the best, so you can check her out, get in touch with her, and she'd be glad to do a presentation for you for anything you need as far as history on salsa. We've got like 30 seconds, so Eileen, I want to thank you so much. Also, she will be on WPFW, hosted by my good friend Jim Byers tomorrow. Everybody wants to interview Eileen this weekend, talking about that Salsa Legends concert. So, Eileen, thank you so much. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Earl. See ya.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.